Thank you for coming. I'm from Brazil, Sergipe University, Federal University of Sergipe, Brazil. I did this work in the last year, in the my sabbatical year here with Dr. Sargent in the West. I thought about the hydrocooling, forced air cooling, and hydrocooling plus forced air cooling of blueberry. Out here, yesterday had a lot of research about blueberry for producing. Highly produced in the United States and around the world. In Brazil, in the south of Brazil, have blueberry too, produce blueberry too. In orchards, no. Fruits are harvested full ripen and as such as highly perishable. On strategy on maintaining fruit quality during commercial handling is rapid cooling. Using for blueberry, use the forced air cooling for 6 to 9 minutes for 2-3 degrees Celsius pool temperature. Hydrocooling is an effective cooling method used for many crops, and cherry, avocado, mango, sweet corn, and in the West use the strawberry now, and we tested it in blueberry too, hydrocooling. In blueberry is not used because there is a concern about the bloom it disappeared during the hydrocooling. But in the preliminary test I did, it was verified the bloom, it's no affected to hydrocool chemical. Another advantage is with hydrocooling might be used to sanitize the fruit. Use the water, the cooling water, use this chlorine to sanitize the fruit during the hydrocooling. The use of hydrocooling plus forced air cooling might be important to test because it's possible to remove the surface water of the product after hydrocooling. The objective of this work was to compare the cooling efficiency of forced air cooling, hydrocooling, and both in the blueberry fruit quality. I used two different varieties, blueberries, emerald and fertin. The difference between is the emerald is a good shipping quality. Main variety planted in Central Florida, and the fertin is have a good texture, but is not full crispy. The emerald is more crispy for fertin. The harvest was in the morning in the farm for farmers. I pick up the blueberry, transfer to lab, and separate for size and color, and after putting in clamshell for 4.4 oz, in emerald and fertin the same. The hydrocooling was made in immersion hydrocool. I used the chlorinated white water, 200 ppm free chlorine. The temperature water 1 degree C. The total time is for hydrocooling 3 minutes. In the pre-test test, I used 3 minutes. I used this time to calculate the half time for cooling and 7/8 time cooling. The first idea. Cooling was made a small scale unit. The air temperature for cold room was 1 degree C. The time for cooling pre-tested to 27 minutes. Hydrocooling plus forced air, I used water 1 degree C, similar to hydrocool, and 3 minutes. The forced air, the same condition, but the time is a little bit more time, 2 minutes more, determined after pretest too. The storage for after the cooling, the clamshell was stored in cold room, 1 degree Celsius for 7, 14, 21 days. We analyzed fruit quality, weight gain loss, appearance, freshness, firmness, bloom, and cyanide content of soluble solids, pH, acidity, decay, browsing, weekly, were determined weekly. But I don't know show all dates because the time, but I pick up the main results. The cool time for hydro cooling is fast. The 7-8 times in 2.2 minutes, the temperature drop for 4 degrees C in the both varieties, and the emerald and fat in the same time. Forced air is long, no? The time is 17 minutes for you drop the temperature 7-8 times cooling time, sorry, in the both varieties, emerald and fat in the same time. In terms of quality analysis, the anthocyanin content in emerald is interesting because during 14 days, the anthocyanin content is constant by hydrocooling, forced air, no difference significant, but hydrocooling plus forced air is a little bit more anthocyanin content, but during storage, no significant difference. But 21 days, the anthocyanin content decreased significantly in both treatments. Ferritin, the anthocyanin content is the same during 21 days. In both treatments. In terms of quality and soluble solids, pH, acidity, emerald, the cooling treatment is not does have difference in hydrocooling, forced air, and hydrocooling plus forced air. But they have difference in, between the storage, too. Emerald, after 21 days in storage, the salt content is increased, the pH, no difference, and the acidity increased the less acid, no, it is less. And the firmness, no change significantly during the storage initial time on 21 days. Ferritin is more stable. The quality is more stable during the storage. Difference to emerald for change the solid soluble content and the acidity. Ferritin is not doesn't change in the during the storage 21 days. Is more stable, but the firmness is a little bit more firm than emerald. Here, picture for the first day for emerald. The problems were in the clamshell after the forced air. I put 30 minutes in forced air after hydrocooling, but had some water. 30 minutes is a short cut for remove total water. Have a little bit water here. The problem for emerald after hydrocooling 7 days storage was observed the screen break in Yemen. These problems was more if if you had damage in the skin of the bluebird, this problem is more more visual. But in hydrocooling for CDR, both treatments we observed screen break. This now doesn't occur in fracking. Screen break, no. And hydrocooling for CDR, hydrocooling plus for CDR in fracking. After 21 days, the freshness, the freshness in scale to 0 to 5, the rating 5 in 21 days for ferritin. Emerald, the threshold drop in 5 to 3 after 21 days. The conclusion, emerald bluebird was more sensitive to hydrocooling than ferritin because the skin break observed in emerald after 7 days. Both treatments use hydrocool or hydrocool plus force CDR. The anthocyanin content decreased during storage for emerald blueberry. It was constant for ferritin. Emerald was less acid and sweetened than ferritin. Ferritin quality was more stable during the storage. The future research is hydrocooling is an alternative to cooling to blueberry in clamshell, but it's needed verify to different varieties. The response to hydrocooling can you difference because the characteristics for skin. The use of hydrocooling is possible to fruit sanitation and observed fruit high quality. We don't observe the decay in fruit after hydrocooling, both treatments. In 21 days, does have decay and clamshell. Only the difference for freshness, for emerald and the ferritin. Okay, thank you.
I appreciate a lot of the physiological and the efficacy with regards to the study showing that coolings aren't all that different or that you have recommendations, but in the objective it mentioned whether or not the bloom and the physical appearance of the fruit would be measured, yet I didn't see, once I fell asleep, I could have.
I did the bloom, but the bloom for emerald about 16% after 21 days, and the ferritin 8%, and the bloom. And the scale on 0-5 bloom, emerald drop to 5-4 in the during the storage, and ferritin in 5. No, doesn't have drop bloom in during the storage.
Any questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.